We're talking about the best television show finales ever, or the worst. Call us with the worst as well. If you got a best or worst, 336-1320 is our phone number, 1-800-228-4435. Good morning, Larry. You're on Kello.
Good morning. I believe there's another alternate ending to Breaking Bad out there. I think it's different than the one you cited. It's a South Dakota actor that's featured in it. He plays part of the son. And if you go to TaylorKelmis.com, you can find a link to that.
And what's this alternate ending about?
It's an alternate ending to Breaking Bad, and not to give it away, but the son plays a very primary part in that.
And that actually was a real they actually did shoot several scenes, right? I mean, that actually was considered as an alternate ending for the show.
Yeah, that could be.
I think I had read about that.
Yeah, this is definitely a spoof. Taylor's a South Dakota guy L.A. trying to make it work.
I gotcha. Okay. Yeah, the spoof that we've got posted for you on Facebook actually is a Malcolm in the Middle spoof, and it's pretty funny. We've got it posted on Kello's Facebook. Again, you can get there through our website at Kello.com. 336-1320 is our phone number, 1-800-228-4435. Good morning, Greg. You're on Kello.
Hey, Greg, how's it going today?
I'm doing well. Thanks, Greg.
Maybe somebody else can help me out there. How about the series finale of Roseanne?
How did it end?
Well, half of it with all the winning the lottery and everything was a dream, but Dan dying and Darlene's baby getting real sick after birth, you know, was true. So kind of a mixed bag there.
That's one of those shows I kind of watched hit and miss, and I don't remember. I never caught the ending to it.
Yeah, but that's, I guess she was writing a book about her life or whatever, and Dan died apparently at a wedding and stuff. And,
right.
Hitting the lottery and, you know, playing with the snobs and everything, you know, that was the dream part. I guess the other part, you know, it was kind of hard to differentiate what was a dream or what was real, you know, and she tried to explain it but didn't really do that good of a job of it.
Interesting. Greg, thanks for the call. You know, that reminds me, you remember St. Elsewhere? Did you ever watch that show? I thought that was one of the worst endings that I'd seen of a television show. St. Elsewhere was the hospital, remember? And Howie Mandel was on that show, and Ed Begley Jr. A lot of these guys, they were among the younger crowd that were just getting their start, really, on television at the time. And it wound up that the two, I forget the names of the characters. I used to watch that show kind of here and there. But I remember tuning into the final episode, see how they were going to wrap it up. And it turned out the whole thing was in the mind of an autistic kid. You remember that? Because it turns out the two doctors at the hospital, the two main doctors at the hospital, actually wind up being father and son. And the grandfather is home taking care of the son has a son, so the grandfather's home taking care of the grandkid who is autistic and looking in a globe, one of those glass globes, snow globes, and inside the snow globe is St. Elsewhere, the hospital. And the two of them sit there and they wonder, you know, what goes through the boy's mind all day long, looking in that snow globe. And so the insinuation is all of this show that you've just watched only existed in the mind of this autistic kid. And I thought, you know what? That's trying way too hard to be clever. Because at that point, you're trying to be clever, and it's a total. And it was out. I thought it was out of character of the show. I would have preferred something with more resolution of the characters that you've been following. That's one of the problems that some of these shows can run into when they're ending them. For instance, if you kill off a character, a lot of times what happens then in syndication, the show doesn't do as well. So they're very conscious about how they want to end those shows. If you just joined us this morning, we're talking about TV show finales. There's a new spoof ending of Breaking Bad that's making the rounds. We've got it posted for you on Kello's Facebook. And this is actually, a lot of the links I've seen have gotten pulled down. There's a copyright violation here, which will become evident to you if you watch the clip. But it stars Bryan Cranston. It actually is pretty funny. So we've been asking, and Breaking Bad, of course, was not all that funny. Very compelling show. I loved it. And I love the ending, but I love the spoof ending, too. We're asking you to call us with the best or the worst of television, TV show finales. 336-1320. Good morning, Ed. You're on Kello. Hi, Ed.
Yeah. Hi. How you doing, Greg?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Good. One of the best I remember was the second Bob Newhart show where he was running the New Hampshire lodge up there.
Yeah, he was the innkeeper in Maine. And we got a list here from Rolling Stone that they did earlier this year because The Office, you know, just went off the air this year. And they did a top 15 of shows and season finales. Newhart was one that they listed as number one. And, of course, it's a classic ending where Newhart wakes up in bed and he's Robert Hartley. And he's back in bed with his wife, Emily, from the Bob Newhart show. And the whole thing about was it in Maine or was he in Vermont? I'm trying to remember. Vermont, maybe. Where he wakes up and the whole thing was just a dream, which is a classic ending. Now, there's a lot of controversy surrounding the ending of Seinfeld. But I thought Seinfeld was a great ending. A lot of people didn't like it because... The reason I liked Seinfeld's ending is there are a couple of reasons. They bring in all of these characters from the years of the television show, and they parade them through during their court trial and talk about what a bunch of, you know, unsympathetic, heartless, kind of cruel people these really are. And you get to relive all of those moments then, and you get to see all these characters again from throughout the history of the series, which I loved. And, of course, it winds up with them in jail, and you'd think, all right, well, maybe that stinks. But as they're sitting there in jail, they have, and you might not have known it at the time, unless you were already watching reruns, but the conversation that they have at the end of the very last episode is the same conversation that they're having at the beginning of the very first episode. Hilarious. And basically, you find out that despite being sent to jail and despite all these people testifying against them, there really is no hope for these people. This is who they are, and they are absolutely unchanged. I thought that was funny. I got a kick out of the last episode of Seinfeld. So we're asking you to call with your best and worst TV series finale, 336-1320, 1-800-228-4435. I'm surprised that a number of the lists I've seen, the final episode of The Fugitive is not on there. And maybe it's because now that show's gotten, for a lot of us, I've only seen it in reruns. I don't remember seeing it on television at the time, but I remember seeing it in reruns. David Janssen, who starred in the original television show and finally is on the run, wanted by the law, trying to find the killer of his wife, who he believes to be a one-armed man, and finally meets up with a one-armed man in the final episode. That broke all TV ratings at the time. And of course, another personal favorite of mine, the final episode of MASH. Farewell, Goodbye, and Amen, the final episode of MASH. I love that final scene with Hawkeye flying off, and he looks down at the camp, and BJ has spelled out goodbye in rocks down in the compound. Of all of the little stories that are being told in that final episode of MASH, the one I love the most is the one with Charles, Major Winchester. And if you remember, Charles is teaching these Chinese, they got these Chinese POWs. The war is coming to an end and absolute chaos is going on. And so they wind up in charge of these Chinese POWs for a short period of time. And Charles is training these three guys, or these, what is it, band of guys, like maybe five guys, maybe. is training them to be musicians, and he's frustrated. And as they finally, they're being carted off to a POW camp, and they're playing the music that Charles has taught them, only to find out a little bit later in the show, they wind up being killed. And Charles and his, among his final lines where everybody's talking about where they're going and what they're going to be doing, Winchester has the line, and I think it's one of his most memorable, where he says, "For me, music has always been a refuge, an escape from this miserable experience. Now it will always be a reminder." And I thought, very fitting. Here, music has been the escape for Charles, and now showing kind of nobody escapes war unscathed. And I kind of like the end to Everybody Loves Raymond. You know, Everybody Loves Raymond wasn't a big, huge production, the final episode. But they knew it was the final episode. They made it. Raymond has a near-death experience. He goes in for surgery and actually is dead for a period of time. Dies for a period of minutes, and they revive him.